Chapter 13 Translator, Zia Editor, Agnes Xu Ting knew something was fishy about it. No wonder Lu Jilan was so confident, this riddle was indeed a little difficult. People in the world always have prejudice against those who practice martial arts, thinking that they are reckless women with well-developed limbs and simple minds, but Lu Jilan forgot that she is not a pawn, she is the general who leads thousands of the army. Sun Tzu, and Six Teaching, were not simpler than Book of Poems, and Shang Shu. Why does Lu Jilan feel like she is illiterate? The Xu family has been famous for only 3 generations, and Xu Ting's grandmother was indeed just a mud-legged woman who could fight, but Xu Ting's father, Lord Han of the town's palace, was from a noble family. Therefore, Xu Ting's upbringing was not inferior to that of the so-called noble family. Whoever thinks she is a stupid person because of her high martial arts skills, they simply do not know anything about her. It just so happens that Lu Jilan's riddle was one that she had casually memorized when Xu Ting's palace servants guessed the lantern riddle during the Shang Yuan festival in Zhenbian Palace in the past. With a proud look on Lu Jilan's face, Xu Ting raised an eyebrow and was about to say the answer, but suddenly felt an itching sensation in her palm. It was Du Cyan, 1 point, 1 horizontal, 1 left, 1 horizontal, 1 vertical, 1 horizontal. Zhuang Du Cyan was holding Xu Ting's right hand. He was worried that Xu Ting would not be able to guess the riddle, so he quietly wrote on Xu Ting's palm. Xu Ting lowered her eyes to look at the hands held by the two, with a smile floating in her eyes, as if reflected in the shattering lights of the surroundings. Zhuang, Xu Ting said, Miss Lu, is it right? Hearing Xu Ting's correct answer, Du Cyan was relieved. Suddenly came the sound of enlightenment. The talented women who were still racking their brains before knocked on their fans and said, It's Zhuang, or Zhuang, isn't it? I almost guessed it. Lu Jilin's face was not good, but Mo Zian responded quickly and bowed decently, saying, Princess Xu Ting is not only a talented martial artist, but also knowledgeable and versatile. It is really admirable. It seems that this river lantern is destined to be with Princess Xu. Lu Jilan said with resentment, Princess Xu, goodbye. Xu Ting, forgive me for not seeing you off. The two left. Xu Ting also led Du Cyan to leave. Du Cyan held the lantern in one hand, and couldn't control his lips and smiled. Today is the first time he has seen Mo Zian, but because of Lu Jilan, he has been forced to compete with Mo Zian. Every time Lu Jilan did something sensational and romantic for Mo Zian, Du Miaoyan always went to his yard and taunted him with jealousy. Therefore, Du Cyan's heart was unwilling to lose to Mo Zian. When he met him today, Du Cyan couldn't help but feel a little bit eager to win. Xu Ting was very happy to win the river lantern for him. How did Cyan know that the answer is Zhuang? Since Du Cyan misunderstood that she was a talented and shallow martial woman, Xu Ting didn't mind continuing to play the image of this uneducated martial woman. Du Cyan seemed to accept this image very well anyway. Thinking about it, it was quite amusing, and the corners of Xu Ting's mouth curled up with a very shallow smile. Looking south, lone star eyebrow moon rising, looking south is the king under the word, the lone star is a bit, and the eyebrow moon is like a glimpse, which is the Zhuang character. Du Cyan explained with a smile. Oh, that's the case. Cyan deserves to be one of the 4 princes of the capital, such outstanding talent. Xu Ting said and looked at Du Cyan. Du Cyan's face reddened at the praise. He was too white, and he showed his emotions at a moment's notice, he might not be able to hide a lie in the future. It's all good people who praise it. Du Cyan said shyly, he was modest, but the other 3 princes of the capital, one is the son of the empress, the other is the prince who was married to the 7th princess, and the last was the prince of Nanhui country, who entered Dian with the princess of Nanhui country when he was a child. Du Cyan, among the 3 men, was on par with them, which shows his talent. Before they knew it, they had already joined the stream of people set in the river lanterns, and the whole street was full of men and women. The river was already full of river lights, the waves reflected the light and the water sparkled. Xu Ting and Du Cyan did not specifically look for a seat, nor did they rush upstream like everyone else. In fact, there were many river lantern activities organized by large merchants. Every year, the scenery of 12 Bridge Street is unique. Xu Ting and Du Cyan walked down the steps next to the street. They walked 4 or 5 steps, and they were able to reach the river. Du Cyan squatted down and tucked the corners of his skirt a little. He took out a folded note from his pocket. Xu Ting also squatted down next to him and asked, What did you write? Du Cyan unfolded the note and showed it to Xu Ting, only to see 2 rows of beautiful small letters written on it, When the golden wind and jade do meet, they will win, but there are countless people in the world. He was a little bit shy, and after letting Xu Ting read it, he folded it immediately and put it in the river lantern. There was already a candle wick in the river lantern. Xu Ting took out the fire fold and blew it and handed it to Du Xian. Du Xian lit the river lantern and sent it lightly, and the river lantern drifted into the river. Because Du Xian's river lantern was beautiful, it was also very eye-catching when it blended in with other river lanterns. Du Xian looked at the river lantern with a peaceful and beautiful feeling in his heart. If you want to see the river lanterns, let's go to the bridge over there. Okay, Xu Ting took Du Xian up. When walking on the bridge, a person suddenly came down from the Linjiang Tower and waved to Xu Ting. It turned out to be Su Jin. Du Xian quickly hid behind Xu Ting. Commanding officer, how about going upstairs for a couple of drinks? Xu Ting, no. Su Jin was anxious. How can she not go? There was an important person upstairs. So Su Jin had to get close and whisper, Commander, the seven princesses are up there. Xu Ting glanced upstairs and saw a noble woman leaning by the window. Xu Ting immediately understood that Su Jin had been chosen as the companion of the seventh princess, Yan Yunshu, when she was young. No wonder Su Jin would invite her for the seventh princess. But even so, Xu Ting still said, no. Su Jin was anxious and could not help but hurriedly asked, hey, why not? I'm afraid my words will collide with a beautiful lady. Xu Ting said and walked away directly with Du Xian. Su Jin looked at Du Xian next to Xu Ting, feeling a little embarrassed, and hurriedly made an apology. Du Xian is an innocent prince, and it is rare for him to come out to see Xu Ting on Chinese Valentine's Day. However, it would be impolite to go to that inn to see other women. Only those elegant prostitutes in the brothel will accompany the benefactor to meet people everywhere. If it was any overly ambitious woman, she would definitely consider going to the appointment first. At most, she would send her male partner back to the carriage first, but Xu Ting directly rejected the other party. Du Xian concealed the smile at the corner of his mouth. Being rejected, Su Jin had to go up and report to the seventh princess. When she heard Xu Ting's reason for rejection, Yan Yunshu was not only not angry, but she wanted to befriend Xu Ting even more. Xu Ting, the Zhenbian queen's hire, what kind of woman is she? Yan Yunshu playfully knocked on the window frame. She is not like her eldest sister or the fourth royal princess, Yan Yuntong. She will not compete for that position and she simply wanted to befriend Xu Ting out of pure interest. The curfew in the capital was 2 to 3 o'clock. After seeing the river lanterns, it was almost time, so it was time to send Du Xian back to the Du mansion. Outside the 12 Bridge Street, Chan Er stood beside his carriage, pacing constantly. Why hasn't the master come back? It's almost past curfew. Lu Tang leaned beside him expressionlessly. Chan Er couldn't help yelling to Lu Tang, where did Zhenbian Queen's daughter take my master? What should I do if I can't keep up? Lu Tang, princess has her own thoughts. Sure enough, Xu Ting and Du Xian came out of 12 Bridge Street. Chan Er called, Master, and ran over, held Du Xian, and then quietly glanced at Xu Ting. Xu Ting let go of Du Xian's hand. Chan Er helped Du Xian onto the carriage. Du Xian hesitated for a moment, reluctant to bear it. Before getting into the carriage, he looked back at Xu Ting. See you later, Princess Xu. Du Xian got into the carriage after speaking. Originally Xu Ting intended to send Du Xian to the carriage to finish the task, but this glance made Xu Ting grab the reins of the carriage. When she reacted, she lost her smile a little, not expecting that she would still be confused. Princess, the carriage driver asked fearfully. You come down, this princess will personally send Master Du home. Hi everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-fi, https://ko-fi.com/dragondia.